Snow White and the Seven Incubi. Long, long ago, and far, far away, in a little kingdom unlike those of today, there was an old king, benevolent and fair, with a beautiful daughter with pale skin and black hair. Snow White she was called, and she was charming and pure, but her reputation was the opposite, of this one can be sure. Her beauty was well known, both far and wide, and her perversions more so, which she didn't bother hide. Her bed was never empty, her line of lovers never ending, and as a result the king said, away she needs sending. He arranged for an abbey, located far away, to take in his wayward daughter, to change her filthy ways. Snow White learned this plan, and in the night ran away, deep into the woods, needing a new place to stay. She ran for weeks, until she couldn't any more. Unknowingly she rested on the abbey's front door. The nuns took her in and gave her sanctuary, in which she accepted, for her safety she was wary. In time she forgot, and a new life she made quickly, but soon became needy, almost becoming sickly. Her libido came down hard and made her days hell. She needed a lover quickly, lest she become more unwell. She seduced the novices with their vows not yet taken. They mellowed her for a time, but she still felt forsaken. So in the night she would lie, eager to be sated. It was only a short time that it was to be waited. For her need and desire did not go unheard. And the night they came, more silent than birds. They came slowly at first, and only to observe. They'd watch as she touched herself, with almost insane verve. But soon they grew brave, and planned to come one by one, to satisfy the dirty princess. Until the light of the sun. First came Jean-Claude, who was savage and mad, and fucked her hard with passion, like no other man had. He made her scream and cry, and claw his skin with need, leaving her sore at daylight, and eased in her greed. Second came Tolbiac, who was not as he seemed, his actions so tender, they must have been dreamed. He never entered her, and made her come other ways. Touches, licks, and kisses that put her on air for days. Pierre and Valen came next, always as a pair, quite the close couple, and they really loved to share. They'd fuck her one-to-one, or sometimes both together, or she'd watch them with each other, if she felt under the weather. Next came Astrophel, who craved blood and domination, and to him she would submit, without the slightest hesitation. He'd paint red murals on her skin, as reward when she obeyed, to then devour her slowly, as predator does its prey. Sophia came after, for she wanted the girl too, and of Snow White she was eager to create a pool of goo. She made her whimper and squirm, and eager for more, a cunt-hungry slut to please a filthy little whore. Maxime came last, and she was desperate to please. She begged the princess for touch, and she obliged with ease. But for her she wasn't it, and her needs not her brand, for being in control was what she could not stand. And then one night she was alone, with no dalliance to be had, and she awoke in the morning, frustrated, aroused, and sad. The night following that, she was taken by surprise, surrounded by the incubi, their intentions not disguised. They went one-to-one first, teasing their new toy, soft and tender by the girls, hard and rough by the boys. They had her in pairs, in threes, and then all at once, their only goal to satisfy the dirty girl's cunt. The boys had her again, impaling every hole, painting her white and red. Their body covered was their only goal. Quick work from the girls, she came over and over, with hands and mouths as they indulged their new lover. As the night grew long, they took her together again, pulling her further towards the sweetest of scents. And as she came down from the clouds, she started to weep. At peace and properly sated, Snow White died in her sleep.